We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Swings and drives one high and deep left center field. Way back. Long gone. The first major league home run for Michael Chavis. There's a drive to left field, high and deep, this ball back by the light standard and gone!
Michael Chavis hit a bomb to dead center.
It is going to hook away, it's a home run! A home run for Chavis!
Deep to left field, way back, to the track, to the wall, and gone! A two-run shot for Michael Chavis.
Home run for Chavis and the Red Sox lead at 6-5. Absolutely crushed.
He's a work in progress.
All right, we've got the poll out there. Would you be willing to trade Michael Chavis to add an arm to the Red Sox bullpen? Because Lou said in the last hour, he wouldn't leave him off the list. He would be possibility if some other team really wanted him, and you could get somebody who would give you, what'd you say, the next 2 years under contract, right?
Yeah, it'd never be a rental, but exactly. You know, somebody that can solidify your pen for the next couple of years.
80%
maybe
no.
Even three.
80% no.
I get it.
80% no. To the phones we go. Here's Brad in Rhode Island. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Brad.
Yeah, I'm in the 80%. I don't think you can trade Chavis right now. A bullpen arm doesn't do anything for me unless it's practically free. I mean, you haven't seen enough from the rest of the team to think that a few saves is going to make a difference. You got all your money in the starting rotation. You brought the same team back. You give them a chance to prove what they did last year, and they just haven't been able to do it. So you chalk it up to a World Series hangover and move on. But I wouldn't want to sell out right now for a few wins when I don't think they got a shot to win another series anyway.
See, I think that's one factor that plays into this, is that fans aren't going to be pissed off. If they fall apart, they're not going to be pissed off because they won last year. Well, we saw them win. It's a hangover. You just heard this guy, right?
Well, I agree with part of what he's saying, because wasn't it Danny Ainge when you're talking about, like, what does your team need? And he says, I really can't identify the needs until they start playing well.
Glennie.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's sort of like, okay, when everyone's playing well, like that hole will be obvious to me. And I think when everybody in this team, he's right, it's not just the bullpen, but when everybody starts playing well, it'll be obvious. And I think it still is now, and it's a bullpen. Because he's right. I mean, it's the starting pitchers. They're not consistent enough. They're not going out. You know, you're invested in this rotation like the Yankees did in their bullpen. The Yankees are doing their job. You're not. Okay? And the lineup, you can say the same thing. So until the lineup gets consistent, until the rotation gets consistent, you know, then you're not going to be in that position to say, well, the bullpen's the one thing holding us back. Because right now, it's everything.
Okay, but I find it hard to believe that even at the beginning of the season, that Dombrowski, Cora, the entire crew over there, sat around and said, hey, we're good in the bullpen. No. I find that hard to believe. Last year, they were able to get by with that bullpen and get into the postseason, and we all know it changes in the postseason. You can use starters. When you win 108 games and you breeze through the division, you can do that. But they're not. They don't have that opportunity. Now they're in a dogfight to get into the postseason mm-hmm. with a bullpen that is simply not good enough. How did they not know that before the season began?
Because I felt like with this rotation and lineup, 59 games in, they wouldn't be 30-29. Even coughing a couple games up at this bullpen, but I'd be willing that they projected by with this lineup and rotation, they would be 6 games better, meaning 36-23.
So did they forget?
You know what I mean? And say, okay, we're coughing some up, and we got a couple months. We'll try, let's look at the market. We'll identify some things. We'll go out and get that one more reliever that we know we need. We just want to see how it looks, want to see how it plays out. But they never thought they'd be 30-29. I guarantee if you asked them, 35, 36 wins at this point, you know, 15 games over, something like that. That's where three games out, that's where they probably imagined. But it's because the lineup and rotation have been inconsistent.
Anthony's in Manchester. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
So just quick question. I just want to know what you guys' thoughts about going out and getting maybe Keuchel or Kimbrel with the asking price going down.
I'm not sure Keuchel fits into what you're doing. Kimbrel, obviously, you need somebody at the back end of that rotation. But isn't it fascinating? They're available right now with no compensation, and no team seems to be moving on these guys, right?
Yeah, draft's tonight.
Yeah.
So I guess technically.
It was yesterday.
Was the deadline yesterday?
I think it was 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock yesterday.
I would have thought it would be, you can't do anything until the actual draft starts. But you would have heard something by now.
It was actually noon yesterday was the deadline.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't heard anything. Neither one of those is going to happen, I don't think. Neither one of them. Keuchel, they have no use for. And meaning, they just have no use for like a little sinker ball lefty that's going to get ground balls. They like K's. And reliever? No, people could have signed Kimbrel 2 months ago. Why would you do it now when everyone can sign him with no compensation? The price actually just went up.
Right.
For Craig Kimbrel. In my mind, the last 24 hours.
But that's the thing that's surprising me here. The price goes up because you don't have to give back a draft pick in return. And you would think teams would be pouncing on him right after that deadline, right? And nobody is. Matter of fact, I'm reading right now that teams are backing off because they're fearful he can't be ready until the middle of July.
That's the other issue you've got. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they look at it and say, why not wait until the end of July when we can get somebody who's been pitching through the first half of the season in the way of a trade?
Yeah.
And we don't have to pay him big money. So is it possible?
What are the odds of either one of those guys?
He gets nothing?
Well, honestly, whoever signs them, what are the odds of either one of them are any good?
Kimbrel?
Yeah.
Well,
and Keuchel.
You missed this much time? I think that's a question.
I mean, what would Kimbrel and Keuchel be doing right now? I mean, honestly, going to some college, asking some friends, say, hey, can you stand in the box? And just, it's almost like, the lady that puts the apple on her head.
Yeah,
lets the guy throw knives at him.
Let me throw to you. And you know what they're probably doing? Just small little bad habits. Because there's nobody there as a pitching coach to fix them as far as like knowing them. You know what I mean? That can have the outside eye to watch Craig Kimbrel fall off the first base side and be inconsistent with the breaking ball, and just and fly open so the fastball's in the left-hander's hitter's batter's box, so the slider's in the left-hander hitter's batter's box. So it's like, what they're just throwing. Then they get into a routine. They realize they've kind of brought in some bad habits. I don't really think there's a chance either one of them are going to be anywhere close to what you've seen from him in the past the rest of this year. I wouldn't want anything to do with either one of them.
This is Tyler Conway from Bleacher Report. Kimbrel was originally seeking a 5 or 6 year contract last winter, which would have been a closer record of $100 million. He's no longer seeking that. Mm. He's now looking for a 3 year deal worth somewhere between $15 and $17 million per year. There's only one problem. No team is jumping on it.
They're maybe fearful. 3 years for $15 million.
Well, even if they get him this year, they only get him for half of the season.
It's a waste of year.
And he's probably a month away.
Yeah, from even being reliable. He didn't end the season reliable anyways.
Man, life comes at you fast, doesn't
Here's,
it?
Here's Josh. Josh is in Springfield. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Josh?
I feel like the Red Sox players have all regressed to the mean a little bit. I think a lot of them had great years. I think the starting pitching maybe is the real disappointment. If you told me Chris Sale was going to have one win, that would really stun me. But the one guy that seems to be taking a lot of heat is Cora, and is he on the hot seat? I think that's crazy.
I don't hear it, though. Mark James over the weekend, and he was talking about not going to the White House, and that might have been a factor, which I don't believe is true. But where's the outcry, of Cora's been a problem? Where is it?
I have not heard anyone say that Cora is the problem.
No, Rochi wrote an apologetic a tweet of don't blame it on Cora. What are we talking about? Straw man's argument. Nobody's
hashtag
blaming it on
seat.
Cora.
Hashtag
hot seat. Who's blaming on Cora?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think I saw the same tweet. I think that's why I was like, okay. So who's saying that it's his fault? Who's saying that Cora is mismanaging the team, that he's putting the team in bad situations, he can't figure out the double switch?
No, I think we all, in some way, criticized him for the slow start in the way that he approached it in spring training. So I think
that was just his decision, though?
No, it was probably an organizational, GMs, right, organizational, okay. But he's the manager on the field, he's the one that's supportive of it, and so I'm going to blame him for that. But we're 60 games into it now. We're not. We're well beyond that.
To me, it's not even. Them, right? It's just. It really is. You mentioned Sale is 1-9.
In games that he's pitched, I believe.
Okay, but still, 1-9.
No, you can't have your ace.
Your best player.
You can't be
your
losing.
Ace.
No.
So cut it in half and you're in a better position. And you're not going to look at Price because he's been playing grout. Porcello, Eovaldi. To me, they're all real easy fixes. It just may be too late by the time it actually matters. The division may be too far out of reach. And I keep hearing this. I keep hearing, hey, it's early, it's early, it's early. At what point in time is it not early?
It's not early.
At what point in time does it cease to be early?
I'm telling you, it is not early anymore.
Oh, we got a lot of baseball. We got a lot of baseball.
No,
okay, does that change?
Christian, when you're 9 games behind in the division and the team that's leading in the division right now is half of what they're supposed to be, their roster is depleted because of injuries, I'm sorry. You got problems. This is an issue right now.
Sale is 1-7. The team is 3-9. 3-9 when he pitches. So they're 1-7. Now it's you mentioned David Price, and yeah, he's throwing the ball real well for them. He's been their most consistent starter, but they're not exactly winning. They're 4-6 when he takes the mound. They're 7-15 in the 22 games that Sale and Price start. 7-15
kind of explains where their record is right now.
Okay,
one game over 500.
How about that? How about flipping it?
Yeah.
The 7-15. How about if they were 15-7? They would be 38-21.
Yes, they'd be right there with the Yankees.
Yeah. So it's just these two guys. It's and again, it's not Price has gone out there and throw the ball real well.
But
he went there
winning
against Cleveland. He gave up 6 innings, no runs, and they lost 7-5. Right. That was a bullpen blowup. You know, so it's one thing or another.
I'm not sure you're going to find a team in recent history where their ace. Is where they're 3-9, as you said, where they're ace pitching, where you have great record.
He's not the ace.
He still is the ace. He's still the first guy that's going out in the rotation.
In games in which you're number one and number two take the mound this year. That can't happen.
No, I know. So you say they can get the 90, and I say, okay, fine. If they get their crap together, sure.
Well, Sale's got to turn it around. And Price has got to be consistent all year long.
I was going to say, there's a two sides to that coin also with Price.
He's got to be consistent.
He can't sit there and go, oh, I got the sniffles because there's a lot of pollen in the air.
I mean, Cora should obviously deserve some of the blame. He's the manager of the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
And his team is underperforming. So he obviously deserves some of that blame.
Brad Stevens and Alex Cora.
But I'm just saying, like spring training, I still don't like spring. I don't like the way they played in camp. I don't like the way they played in the month of April. So, that is on preparation. That is on the manager. But when you look at some of these guys individually, they're not doing their job. This is an individually team sport, and the individuals aren't doing their job.
Yeah, but we're over the preparation from spring training. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now it's like we're 2 months into it.
Yeah,
enough.
Come on. You can't. Here's Rochie's tweet. At first, I thought, quote, the Red Sox should fire Alex Cora stuff from fans was a joke. But apparently there are some people that believe that. If true, your baseball fan privileges should be revoked. Okay. Is the baseball Nazi, apparently.
I don't know if anybody thinks that. Does Mutt still think
any of that? I've heard none of it.
Does Mutt still believe that? Hot seat?
Mutt thinks he's
on
the
hot seat.
Mutt thinks
he's
on the hot seat. Who, Mutt?
Yeah.
What do you mean, who told him? You don't think Mutt came up with that by himself? You don't think all right, right back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Oh, by the way. We heard from Gronk yesterday. We'll get to that as well coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, this is great. It's just great to be a fan here and see the skill, the pace, and just the high level of play that's out there on the field. It's amazing. I love playing lacrosse. I grew up in Annapolis, played it there, played it in prep school at Andover, and played 4 years at Wesleyan. And I love lacrosse. It's a fun sport to play. You know, it's great in the spring, kind of at the end of school year, and you know, playing lacrosse and just being out there with all your friends, playing on nice days like this. I love lacrosse.
The summertime's calling my name.
I hate him now.
So Bill did an extensive interview with NBC down at Gillette Stadium. They got this new league. Who's the guy? Who's the lacrosse player that
Ravel, Paul Ravel?
Started, yes, he started this league. He's involved in the league.
That guy. No wonder Bill was there. He was. That's a. Have you ever seen Paul Ravel?
Yes.
You ever seen him in person?
No.
Guys, the guy is playing the wrong sport.
I love lacrosse.
Playing the wrong sport.
Should be playing football.
He's built like one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. He's built like a physical, athletic tight end. Size. Yeah.
So Bill was in his glory, and you could hear it question after question after question, and he didn't shy away. And all you could see on Twitter was, it's amazing what Bill Belichick is like when he's away from the game. Well, why are people shocked about that?
As a player, were you coachable, smart, and tough, a team guy?
Try to be. Yeah, try to be.
Friendly, laughing, joking.
Wait, do you have the part where they ask him about which players on the Patriots could play? Because
this was good. He started with Tom Brady. He asked about, the question was, where would Tom Brady play? What position?
Here's the thing with lacrosse, though. Like, size goalie doesn't matter. Right. Listen, if you're a defenseman, okay, great. You have long arms, and they give you the longer stick.
They give you a big stick.
Okay, so fine. But little dudes are defensemen also.
No, it's speed.
Right. You know, so
quickness.
But it's like, that's why if you don't want your kids getting completely jacked up, but then they put them in lacrosse, and it's a good crossover sport.
It's a great
football
game.
Like football, lacrosse, there's a lot of similarities to it. And it's, you know, it's a good spring sport.
So he asked the question. He said, where would Brady play?
Goalie.
Only the mobility for goalie?
Yeah, you need to be able to run here. And I think some of our players like Devin McCourty and Pat Chung, guys like that that are fast and you know, have good quickness, could play, you know, at 200, 205 pounds, 210 pounds, somewhere in there that they would be pretty tough. I think Bruschi would have been a good defenseman.
Yeah.
You know, Rodney Harrison. Those guys have been pretty good. Right. Vrabel, guys like that are, you know, long and tough. So
very good.
Finally admitted that Tom Brady is slow. He finally admitted it.
You can't be that slow and play that sport. They just run right by you.
See, there's a reason why. Okay, if you took If you took the, not even the best, just take any roster, any football roster, and they would beat any lacrosse team.
Christian wants to make his super soccer team out of football.
What are we doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it's funny because lacrosse is
funneral.
Nobody's
comparing it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm sitting there looking at the comparisons.
A football team would beat a lacrosse
course
team in what sport?
That's why those guys are playing lacrosse, and that's why they're not playing football, because they can't play. They couldn't make it on the
Christian,
football team.
Christian, a football team would beat a lacrosse team if you were playing football, and a lacrosse team would beat a football team
athletically
if you're playing lacrosse.
The best athletes in the world.
Thank you.
The best athletes in the world play football.
Why are you wasting your time?
The best athletes in the world play football.
That's
so take those athletes and put them on any other professional field, and they would dominate that sport.
Well, I'm not going to pretend that they're on the baseball field. You know, even though it's just, the skill is, there's nothing harder in the world than hit a baseball. But
again,
I would
take
not
the best
say,
athletes. Devin McCourty.
We get it.
All right, fine, whatever. Give me something else. I don't need to beat the dead horse.
Right, talking about football,
NBA's pretty good too, though.
Yeah.
Too tall.
Now you get a definition of an athlete. Now you don't want to get into
that. I don't want to do that.
Bowling. Athletes?
Let Mark James do that on
Saturday.
How about golf?
Is a golfer an athlete? John Daly. Would you say John Daly's a good athlete? I think he is. Tom Brady apparently is pissing people off in New York. Do we have a boomer? Boomer Esiason. Because he's outraged on The Fan this morning because apparently Tom Brady has filled out all of the paperwork. He is trademarking the name Tom Terrific, and we know that belongs to Tom Seaver.
I love Tom Seaver, you know that. We've been calling Tom Seaver Tom Terrific forever, for as long as I can remember. And now, lo and behold, comes the greatest quarterback of all time trying to trademark the name Tom Terrific.
I can't understand
that
there's
TBA capital. You know, like when you got so much goddamn money, you can do whatever you want.
Sure.
And this is now what Tom Brady wants to take. Tom Terrific as his nickname. I am disgusted. I am, and I'm really surprised, and I'm really, like, I don't know. It just feels sleazy to me. The Met fan in me is just basically really perturbed by it, because it takes me back to my childhood, and I don't like people messing with my childhood. So I figure I'm going a little bit negative right now, because this is messing with my childhood, and I'm sorry.
So the Mets fans are
over it.
They're having their own
issues. Tom Seaver dropped the ball. The guy should have done it himself. He's not as smart as Tom Brady.
So the Mets fans are having their own issues right now, and this is really pissing them off. Do we have pardon the interruption from the other
Jeez,
night?
Everybody's getting in.
No, they're all pissed off that Brady is.
No, I hope he would have the
his
balls
business.
To...
It's basically his business.
No,
a
I
company,
hope he does
TEB
it.
Capital.
Good.
Tom Brady trademarked Tom Terrific. I know this will upset you. 1,000 times no. Tom Terrific is Tom Seaver, George Thomas Seaver. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Get your hands off that nickname, Brady. Get out Amen. Of here.
See, here's the problem. All the people who know who Tom Seaver is, who has any idea, they're all 80,
oh,
70,
bitch.
60, whatever. However, I don't know how
it's
far
for the
I have
Red
to
Sox.
Go.
He was the Red
okay,
Sox
so this, I know, but fine. But the fact is, this generation and all the generations after that are going to recognize Tom Terrific as Tom Brady. So give it up.
I don't remember. Right, how I often have we said Tom Terrific talking about Tom Brady?
I was just
going to
say,
Brady.
I don't really think Tom Terrific is Brady. It's just the GOAT.
Either. We've never called him Tom Terrific. What are we talking about?
Okay, but this is this at this point in time, aren't you trying to kind of swoop in and grab every last thing possible?
No. I think other people.
If you're Brady?
Right. If you're Brady, yes.
Yeah.
But if you're everybody else, you have a right to be pissed off. If you're a fan of Tom Seaver and you're saying, Tom Brady's not called Tom Terrific.
Well, if
we call
70,
him the GOAT. If you're right.
I don't know Tom Seaver is Tom Terrific.
But do you know Tom Brady is Tom Terrific?
Yeah.
You do?
Really?
A
sure.
1,000
when?
Times
I
no.
mean, when have we ever said that?
That has been used for him, I don't know, since I got there. I
what?
Mean, people were, yes. What do you mean?
See, I don't know. No, if you said Tom Terrific, I would think for a minute, like, who are we talking about? Then I'd be like, well, I guess Brady. But it doesn't just come to my mind, like if I just said The Rocket, you know.
No, oh, well, yeah, but it's not.
You know,
I
like,
think he's
like
kind of, he's
big prob- unit. You know
no,
what I mean? Like,
you're
it's
right.
not a nickname. I'm like, Terrific.
But
who's
one
Terrific?
Of,
who's Terrific? Like, I wouldn't, I know.
Like,
I don't think Tom Terrific.
I've heard El Guapo.
Yes.
For him.
Oh, for him?
Yeah.
Oh, Rich Garces.
You're just trying to piss Lou off.
Brady wasn't
point.
El Guapo, no.
Yeah.
Though, heard... though he's trying to trademark El Guapo.
The funny thing is, hold on, I didn't really want to do this now, but so.
I heard him called Big Poppy. I've heard him called Big Poppy before.
But apparently, he's got this company. Oh, Mike Vaccaro, the New York Post, is so pissed at this. So he's got a company. TEB Capital, and that's what they're doing. They're just filling out paperwork and submitting name after name after name to trademark for Tom Brady.
Tom Terrific is Tom
What else, what else would
in,
it be?
In addition to Tom Terrific, there's Touchdown Tom. There's the Pharaoh. There's the comeback
Pharaoh.
Kid. And
the
there's
Pharaoh?
Sir. I mean, come on.
This is all the
Wait,
junk
see,
you
here,
would find
on
this
first
football
of all,
reference.
About, did he say the Touchdown Kid or Touchdown Tommy?
Touchdown Tom.
Okay, so Touchdown Tommy was Tommy Vardell from Stanford. Which I don't think he
Yeah,
actually...
that's old school. That's old school. Yes,
well, that's not said, that old school. It's like 1991.
That's old school.
92.
1991, 92 is old school.
Here's the thing. Like, Kenny, he's getting a little greedy, okay?
He's getting very greedy.
Being a little greedy.
Good.
The Comeback Kid, that was a movie. That was a remake with Ben Stiller. Okay, it wasn't too bad. But you can't take every last thing.
Why doesn't he just go for the GOAT and just end
The GOAT's
it?
Probably taken.
But it just ended.
Jerry Rice has it.
Well, does Jerry have it?
Because
if he had it, then you wouldn't be hearing the GOAT so much when it comes to Brady, would you?
Here's what we should
wouldn't
do.
Wouldn't that sort of borderline be illegal to write about it and talk about it?
Here's what we should do. We should
we
go
know
ahead.
That a guy that screams whatever in the boxing matches goes crazy. He can't mention anything. Not that I'm going to. Sorry.
Nope, we can't.
Can't do that.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Every time it's mentioned, it's like
Michael Buffer?
Yeah, I don't say his name.
Oh,
I don't say anything associated
with
him.
Michael Buffer from Cincinnati, the Buffer family.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, that... Cincinnati Buffers.
Yeah, Cincinnati Buffers. No, but here's what we should do. We should have done this a long time ago. It's probably too late. We should have, like, you know, on you get these domain names.
Yes.
We should have just paid for 1,000 variations of Tom Brady, TomTerrific.com. And just hold on to it because it's like an investment. Eventually, he's going to need TomTerrific.com. Tom Terrific at, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I'm trying to get the Pharaoh.net back.
The Pharaoh.net, yeah. We should get that
expensive.
One also.
I do not remember him where people...
No.
Somebody might have written it one time. Hey, Tom Terrific.
Are you sure?
I don't ever remember us referring to him as Tom Terrific.
No, I'm not saying it, but you can understand why they would... That,
oh, yeah.
To me, is top five. As far as nicknames that have been used for him... Tom Terrific is top five.
The What's GOAT? The number one?
The GOAT.
That's all he is.
I don't remember Tom
Tommy
Terrific.
Boy.
Nope.
Tommy, no, that is
also
one.
A movie.
Nope.
Tommy, wait. You're laughing, but that's true.
Nope.
That is true.
I'm not making this stuff up. He's making it up. He's doing all of this for business. He's scooping up any name that has Tom
TB12.
In it.
Come on.
Okay. TB12 and TB12,
we know.
Names that I've heard.
TB12 and GOAT.
TB12, obviously.
Yeah, outside the shower.
Have you ever called him Tom Terrific?
No, but I've heard it before. Tommy Boy all the time.
Okay.
Tommy.
Oh, inner circle stuff.
This is This is like me with Know Me. Oh, no. See, that's not it. It's not that
PD?
Bad. It's not that bad.
Lizard?
See, I don't...
These people are pissed, though, aren't they? The people in New York, I love this.
I feel like we need to...
They are so pissed. I feel like we need to bridge into the Element story
based on this. But oh, I know we have so many other
things. So now Jules is definitely going to be
looking
for nicknames himself.
Because Julian Edelman is going to star in his own Showtime sports documentary. I want to do this next.
Yes.
Quickly. There's also some other NFL stuff I want to get into.
Yeah.
And the Gronk stuff we talked about retiring.
And people want to go at you about football players. Of course they do. Load up the phone lines. We're going to them next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, man. One word?
Oh, man. So many words. I can go all day.
He's a clown savage, a savage clown.
I be buying expensive chains. I see you singing that song now.
Little Man Syndrome.
Boy, I got the knee for speed.
He's got something to say about everything, and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
Hey! Is it over?
Yeah.
And he had to review it.
They reviewed it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
energy. The guy doesn't shut up.
Edelman's got to, he's got a trademark. Touchdown, Jules, Terrific. Doesn't he have to do that?
Well, it's funny.
You got to do whatever Brady does.
Well, he's got to cope with something.
Well, so I'm funny you brought that up because, you know, he's got this documentary coming out.
Just like Tom.
So we give him a hard time because I was just joking about it. But the reality is, it's probably more true than anything. I mean, it's not just a coincidence. It's like he's trying to do everything that Brady does. So Brady dates a supermodel. He dates a supermodel.
Brazilian supermodel.
Brazilian supermodel, right? Got to be specific. Brady has a baby out of wedlock. Okay? Julian has a baby out of wedlock.
He did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Okay.
I mean, you got TB12, you got JE11.
Yep. Give me another
one. That's his clothing line.
They're both late-round picks.
Yes.
Okay. Weren't supposed to make the team.
They both got suspended for the first four games of the season to the point where Jules felt so bad.
That's right.
That he.
So Brady gets suspended. Brady got suspended.
Four games, both of them.
Both of them. Yeah.
Both of them had Jules devastating knee injuries.
That's right. And then, but Julian's was after Brady's.
Correct.
Okay. So
copied him.
Yeah.
So my son, okay, was so enamored by his older sister that one time. My daughter fell in the pool just by accident, got out of it. And my son wanted to do exactly what she did. So he actually jumped in the pool and acted like he fell. I feel like this is what Edelman is doing.
But no matter what. So he's got his own Showtime sports documentary, apparently. That's going to air Friday, June 28th at 9 p.m. It's going to be called 100%.
100, dog.
Julian Edelman.
You got it.
So we all know. So he's got to... He's probably right now calling his agent saying, hey, can I trademark something?
Yes.
Why? Well, Tom's is right now.
He just did Tom Terrific.
What should we do for you? Let's do, Jules. We'll do Jules. Maverick.
I
just heard the Need for Speed thing, so I don't know. Maybe he calls himself Maverick.
Well, it's got to be like, instead of Terrific, he's got to do, Jules Perfect or Jules Awesome or Jules, Outstanding. It's something that's relatable to Terrific because it can't be Terrific.
Kind of funny,
it's got to be something, but it is. We went through the list, and I forgot about the knee thing.
Yep.
Brady blows his knee out. Julian blows his knee out.
Well, he felt bad, so he did it on purpose.
Yes. Yeah. Brady gets suspended 4 games. Julian's like, okay, what can I do to get myself suspended? Not 5, not 3, not 2. It's got to be 4. Because the careers have to mirror each other, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it has to be.
And I got to do some modeling. Because Tom is, and I'm a handsome fella, so I should do that.
Okay, now the only thing that's left is I need a business outside of football. Okay, so it's going to have to be in the health business. It's going to, you know, the, you know, maybe
so
it's.
So Tom used his initials and his number, TB12.
And he's got hats with it.
I should, so mine should be JE11.
Yeah. Is there a politician out there who I could subtly support, but act like I don't give a crap? Let me see, huh? Who would it be next? Well, it can't be Trump, so it's going to have to be somebody else.
Was that a slider?
He picked up the game of golf just for the hell of it.
Yeah. They both played quarterback in college.
Maybe that's why
over the weekend. Yeah. So I'm reading the article here. With tight end Rob Gronkowski, it says Gronkowski.
Ron? Yeah. His cousin Ron.
I think it is Rob. Vowing to stay retired, Edelman is emerging as the most charismatic Patriots star outside of his close friend Tom Brady. And that's why Showtime wanted to do the sports documentary, because he's the most charismatic Patriot star.
You said charismatic.
Charismatic.
How about he's the only star outside of his close friend Tom Brady now that Gronk is gone? Charismatic.
I don't. When I think of Edelman, I don't think charisma. I mean, is that the same thing, right? Charismatic,
yes, same
charisma,
thing.
Right?
Same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
I don't think charismatic at all,
no,
actually.
I think
you're missing the point.
I think great player, tough as nails, makes the big plays.
That's charismatic.
You can count on him.
That's charismatic.
Kind of like a Hardo at times, but for the most part, you count on him, he's the man.
80% Hardo, 20% charismatic.
Yeah, but charismatic.
Yeah, because when I think charismatic, you know, more Gronkish. You know, like outgoing, a good interview.
Well, that's personality. I don't know if Gronk necessarily gets the words out quite as well.
It doesn't matter.
Charisma.
Yeah, personality.
It doesn't matter. I think personality.
Maybe the biggest personality outside.
Yeah, charismatic, though.
Man, keep the gas on in there.
He's got this big old beard. It's like all in his mouth.
But that's part of it, though. You're missing that. You're missing the undersized part of it.
Undersized?
Yes, that's a big part of it. That makes him charismatic. He's the MVP.
People can relate to him.
And he's a little tiny dude.
He's a little guy that shouldn't have made it in the NFL. Should have played lacrosse.
That's charismatic.
Right? Should have played lacrosse, because that's where those guys go.
Torrey Krug right now. Charismatic. It's their play. It's not necessarily what they say, because you're right.
I just think it's the way they carry themselves overall.
Ron or Rob Gronkowski has far more personality than Edelman does. He is, as Lou described him, kind of a hardo at times.
Oh, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Sure you did. But anyway, I think charismatic, I think it's an appropriate term.
Okay, if we're going to do like a word association, name association.
Charismatic.
The first, when I say Julian Edelman, you say?
Charismatic.
When I say,
well, he's got a couple nicknames, apparently.
He does.
Yeah, Minitron, which we've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I trademark it. I trademark it right now. Squirrel? I trademark that.
I heard Godzilla was one.
For him? Squirrel and Minitron.
Yeah. You got to trademark these, because people are going to take them
away. I would do it
right
away.
You know that.
I thought that was Welker's.
I'm going to find out. Let's see. A bunch of people claim they know exactly where this term came from with Tom Terrific, because I don't remember us maybe every once in a while.
I've heard it. I haven't, as a regular. Yes.
All the time?
I mean, the guy's been playing 20 freaking years.
I know. I think I've missed this. Here's Sean. Sean, where does it come from?
So I remember hearing it. It was the first game back from him blowing his knee, and he had a comeback victory we did against Buffalo, if you
Show
remember.
Ponies?
Ben Watson touchdown. Oh. At the end of the game, and Gil Santos said over the air, "Tom, you are Tom Terrific." And it's been in a couple of the documentaries over the time of his like success and everything. But I definitely remember hearing it at that game. Gil Santos saying, "You are Tom Terrific."
Okay, but I don't remember.
You're acting like
people
this is
calling
some...
him on a regular basis.
No,
Tom Terrific.
But, I mean, what do they call him?
Well, the that's your trademark. Just... If you're going to trademark your name, you're trademarking a name in which people clearly identify you
like Big
with.
Poppy.
Exactly. You identify
but
David Ortiz with Big
David
Poppy.
Ortiz
Tom Terrific is not what
Big,
you identify
Big Poppy
Tom Brady
over
with.
Here.
But David Ortiz has a very, you know, obvious nickname, where Brady has like 10. Like
can't
the
have,
GOAT,
you can't
just,
have,
the
you
GOAT
can't have
didn't start until
I don't care
year
how
11
if
or something
10,
like that.
You don't have any.
You're right, exactly.
Well, he doesn't have any.
Well,
you think his nickname is the GOAT?
No, I don't think he has one.
I mean, the GOAT is really Jerry Rice, so everyone shares the nickname. Everyone shares the nickname.
TB12 is used all the time.
That's not even a nickname, though. You,
it's a nickname, TB12.
Would you go up to you?
It's a name and numbers.
Hey, TB12. That's not a nickname.
TB.
That's a brand. That's a brand. That's not Jim's a nickname.
He doesn't have a nickname.
Jim's in New
Hampshire. I agree with
so
you.
So don't steal
one.
Sievers.
Hold on. Jim's in New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen. How
Hello.
Are you?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, for the record, first time, long time.
Okay. Love it. What's up?
Sweet.
So listen, there's plagiarism running afoot here because Tom Sievers stole Tom Terrific from a cartoon character in the 50s.
Tom and Jerry.
Is that Tom and Jerry?
Bastard.
Nope, Tom Terrific. And he was...
Did he chase a mouse?
Was like almost a stick figure, and he wore a funnel on his head upside down.
Right. Wait.
Which was considered comedy back in the 50s.
I guess that was funny.
Yeah, back in the day. Right.
All right. So the fact is that he doesn't have a nickname.
I can't do 1950s cartoons. I'm not.
And
I'm
I would even say
there.
That the goat you can't even use that as a nickname because there's a bunch of players in their sport like Magic Johnson, the goat, easily the goat
Who?
In basketball, easily the goat.
I'm pretty sure that's Jordan.
I mean, baseball. Who's the goat in baseball?
Me.
Okay. Other than Lou, in sports talk radio,
Babe Ruth,
Glenn,
Mike Trout,
Glenn Ruth is the goat. Me.
Chris has got another angle on this. Go ahead, Chris. Chris,
I think
Chris,
I remember.
Buddy,
actually, this is one of his. This is one of many times I've heard Tom Terrific. Go, Chris.
Yes, actually, this is probably the most famous one. Robert Kraft called him Tom Terrific after a Super Bowl win on national television to millions of people.
Tom Terrific.
I remember, but
it's different between calling him that. Like when people call up and they say that Christian's a genius, we don't actually call him the genius.
That's, well, sometimes.
He's trying to trademark it, though.
You know?
The truth.
I mean, but it makes no sense because you're called it every once in a while.
Right.
That suddenly you're going to go and trademark it?
Come on. Where do you, honestly, this will be on shirts. This will be maybe in a chapter in a book. This could be in those little bracelets that people wear. You know,
I don't blame the people.
Live strong. It'll be Tom Terrific Strong.
Do you blame the people in New York, though? They're pissed off.
No, not at all.
I don't blame them at all.
I do blame them.
They're
they should
off.
Shut
Why?
The hell up. Because
Why?
Who the hell cares about Tom Seaver? Wasn't he selling underwear?
They do.
Wasn't he selling underwear? Who was it that was selling underwear?
So if somebody wants to
you
take...
You know what I'm talking about,
So hold on. Just because it's old and it's been there for many years and that's what you threw at, you said, who the hell remembers Tom Seaver because he's an old guy? So the Bambino. Okay, that was Babe Ruth. So anybody can take Bambino right now and
Different.
Be the Bambino?
I don't think...
How about the Splendid Splinter?
Yes.
How about Teddy Ballgame?
Yes. Can anybody do that now?
How about...
Can Tom Brady take that and be called the Bambino if he wanted to? Tom Bambino.
The Bambino. Tom the Splinter Splinter.
Fine with me.
Annual battle with his waistline.
Right. If some kid came up and just swung the bat and they wanted to be known as the Splendid Splinter, he's a new prospect for the Mets. You don't think people in Boston would be like, wait, what?
Almost 40 and kind of fat.
No.
Exactly.
You don't know the guy I'm talking about that sold all the underwear?
Who's the guy that sold all the underwear?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
No. No.
What do you mean, no? Michael Jordan sold a lot of underwear.
What the hell is his name?
Michael Jordan.
Player.
Jim Palmer.
Yes.
Yes.
Sold underwear.
Yes.
Jim Palmer.
How about that guy?
What?
What's he have to do with it?
Doesn't he have an...
What was his
underwear
nickname?
Man.
What was his nickname?
The underwear man.
What was his nickname?
High and tight.
Jim.
Tidy Whiteys was his nickname. Tidy Whiteys.
By the way, did you notice that everybody, I think it was Karen Garigian who asked the question to Rob Gronkowski whether he's going to remain retired or whatever. And everybody is feeding off of this. Like, this is the definitive word now.
Do you want to put the comeback in?
Oh, man. Whatever I say, it doesn't matter. You'll always be crazy out there. But, you can put them to rest.
2 years.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. I just did by letting you put them to rest.
And so I've heard the guys in the morning, they're all saying, see, I was right. No. First of all, he's saying it now, and I truly believe that Gronk believes it now. But what happens 8 months from now, 12 months from now, 15 months from now, could be something totally different. Haven't we learned, didn't Kyrie Irving say, if you'll have me, I am definitely going to sign and become a Celtic for life? What do people think now?
So I think that after hearing this, I never thought that he was coming back. And oh, what a surprise. Gronk is enjoying his retirement. He's young. He's got a ton of money
and
a ton of free
playing
time.
Football games
like
without
it doesn't matter.
I like
it doesn't
that
matter.
Story. He's enjoying himself. Look, he looks so happy.
Oh, wow. What a surprise. Nobody's telling him what to do. Of course he's happy. Of course he's in a great mood. But I always say this. He's not coming back this year, so get that out of your head. Not in November, not in December. He's not coming back.
I sense a but.
But I will say this. I think there's a good chance that he comes back the year after.
Anything's possible.
No, the year after. And I would say a great example of that, and we'll see how it goes, is Jason Witten.
Right.
Jason, I know Jason Witten didn't, you know, he left for another job.
It didn't work so well, that
he's older than Gronk already. He's played a ton. And if Jason Witten can take a full year off and go back to the same team that drafted him and have some and have success and be productive, and I would say Gronk does a similar thing because he will sit there and go, you know what, I feel great. I miss it now. 1 year gone. What's the big deal? Jordan did it. I can do it.
And there'll be a need. They'll want him here. They'll want him here. They'll give him an opportunity to come back.
Listen, I still think Ortiz is coming back next year. But you know, he's
43. His ankles.
But you're right, but he retired at 40. I think you're 100% right. Now, a lot of that has to do with maybe what he does in the offseason, but it could just be like, you know, Rocky. Hey, I wasn't made to do commercials. I'm a fighter, Adrian.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
I do. So, I mean, it could... You know, he's so young that, I think he takes the entire year off. And then towards the end of next year, when he starts to watch the games, he's like, I'm starting to feel really good. My body's starting to recover. I don't know. I think Giardi's talking about the back and how serious it was, and it was kind of like a scare last year, the bulging disc. I'll say it correctly,
Giardi. You said it correctly.
The bulging disc. And there was some fear that, oh, my God, I might need another back surgery. I just think a year away from the game, and Witten is the example, isn't it?
Yes.
And it wasn't going well, but it was a nice cushion job, and he could have moved on to something else, maybe not in the booth, but, you know, NFL Network or something, and he just missed the game.
If you think about some of the other players, the great players that have left before their time was up, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson.
Yes, those two.
I think Calvin Johnson, and both with the same team, too. How about that? What a surprise. I think Calvin Johnson, I think he would come back.
He's already said it. Did you hear him? He said it recently.
No, did he?
Yes, he said they'll have to pay me all of the money they owe me because if you remember, they took back part of his bonus money. So, but I don't think he's talking about coming back as a player. I think he's talking about coming back and just being part of the organization.
Oh, so he's they would like community outreach.
Yeah, they'd like to, you know, stand him up.
Okay.
Like a poster.
Stand in front of the building.
But listen, I
don't think Deion Sanders is coming back.
No,
Barry Sanders, he's not coming back. No, he looks like he's lost
he's
a little bit
back
of
either.
Shape.
But I would say this, that I believe Gronk believes what he's saying now at the time. But we're talking about down the road. Does he not change his mind? Who knows how this Hollywood career works for him?
And we're maybe it doesn't like work well. Hollywood career. Have you heard anything about a Hollywood career?
Yeah, he's in a movie that's coming out this summer.
Is he leading? Is he
leading
The
what?
Rock?
Leading
is he,
what? The
is
movie?
He the leading? No, he's got a leading role.
No, he's not.
Oh, he'd come in and say, "Who ordered pizza?"
You know what's crazy? Like Calvin Johnson's is 33 years old.
Yeah,
he's not 34. He'll be 34 in September. 34.
He still has a hair across his ass, though, for the Lions.
He's been retired for 5 years.
Yeah. He's on record as saying they have to give me my money back, some of the money that they took away. And I think that was $3 million or something like that they stripped from him. But I believe Gronk today. But why are we taking this that's it, it's done. Gronk's not coming back again.
You
can't do that. You
got
to wait and see how this plays out.
So he misses the whole year. They end up going to the playoffs. They probably end up winning the freaking Super Bowl, or at least playing in it. Okay, so he shows up when off-season conditioning starts, but he's already training. He gains his weight back, and he plays that. And then under certain restrictions and guidelines, and plays, right? He's not going to worry about any incentives because he's like, you know what, give me X amount of money, you know, limit my playing time, take care of me, make sure I'm ready in December and January.
So I'm looking at Pro Football Reference. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. And the nicknames listed are Tom Terrific.
First one.
Touchdown Tom.
Trademark.
The Pharaoh.
Trademark.
Comeback Kid. And Sir.
Sir.
Trademark.
To so Sir with love.
So
yes, Sir.
Touchdown Tom. I'm telling you, he'd probably try to get Touchdown Tommy.
Isn't Sir
why not Tommy
when
Boy?
When they knight you in
yes,
England,
sir.
Isn't that what they
I'm telling you, Tommy
sir?
Boy is one also.
It's so not
he,
on
he
the,
needs to
it's
do that
on the list.
One.
Well, he's not doing that one, but he's trademarking the other ones, and it is pissing people.
How about T-Bone?
To no end.
T-Bone's you ever heard T-Bone?
No. T-Bone, no.
Beautiful Eyes?
Why don't they have TB12
How about
there?
Lovely Eyes?
Lovely Eyes?
Eyes That Twinkle?
No. But TB12 is one that is not listed, and he's already trademarked that, I'm sure.
Tom Brady, pretty man, y'all.
It. This hour's been brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity car donations. Means we got another hour to go, and coming up in this next segment, we'll go close to 30 minutes commercial free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.